Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast from meteorologist Pat Pagano, some sun and clouds today, lower 80s. Hazy, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 80 to 85. And Sunday, partly sunny, 85 to 90. We'll check Pat's full forecast in just a few minutes. 67 graduated from Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village last night. Congratulations to all the graduates at Housatonic Valley Regional High School and all the other schools in our tri-state region. Speaking about graduation and speaking about school, Juneteenth, New York schools will close next year. Some districts, though, are celebrating now. All New York schools will observe Juneteenth next year for the first time in the state as it becomes an official state holiday in October. It also became a federal holiday yesterday when President Biden signed the bill establishing June 19th as Juneteenth National Independence Day. But some school districts in New York did not wait, closing their schools the day before the holiday. Other districts are staying open but paying special attention to the holiday, seeing as it a concrete opportunity for schools to demonstrate a renewed commitment to equity and diversity that many have been voicing since last summer's Black Lives Matter protests. The Connecticut Senate has passed a recreational marijuana bill. It passed through the Senate late yesterday. The legislation passed in the House of Representatives on Wednesday and moved on to the Senate, where they voted just before noon. The bill heads to Governor Ned Lamont's desk for signing. Connecticut's COVID-19 update. The state's positivity rate remains well below 1% on Thursday. It remained at 0.3%. There was one additional coronavirus-related death, bringing the overall total to 8,266 since the pandemic began. Hospitalizations decreased by 13 on Thursday, now bringing the statewide total to just 37. New York is facing a blood emergency, and where you can donate in the Hudson Valley? Well, locally in Dutchess County, the Poughkeepsie Galleria, American Cruisers MC Chapter 123 on June 19th, Foster's Coach House June 21st, Roosevelt Fire Department June 29th, the town of Poughkeepsie June 30th from 10 to 4, St. John and Oakham Church July 12th from 2:30 to 7, the Poughkeepsie Galleria July 16th from noon until 6 p.m. Police say he was high when he crashed his truck in Great Barrington, but they can't prove it. Police say a town man was high from inhaling from a can of computer duster when he crashed his pickup truck into another vehicle, causing what the other driver says are lasting injuries. But there's not enough evidence to prove it in court, pointing to the larger challenge of keeping drug drivers off roads. Prosecutors dropped an operating under the influence of a drug charge against David Ruddy, 37, citing a lack of sufficient evidence, according to the Berkshire County District's Attorney's Office. Police also charged Ruddy with negligent driving October 27, 2019 for that accident, for which he received 6 months probation, according to court records. At the time of the crash, he was on probation for a domestic assault. Without rapid specific tests for marijuana and other drugs or metrics akin to those for alcohol, it's hard to prove in court that a driver was stoned or under the influence. Attorney David Casagrande is representing a group opposed to the Salisbury Housing Committee's plan to build an affordable housing at 11 Holly Street in Lakeville. They're now suing the Planning and Zoning Commission under the Housing Committee in a complaint dated on June 8th and filed with the Superior Court in Torrington. They're representing 12 Millerton Road LLC, RJS Holding LLC, and William Mukey, alleging 8 violations of regulations within the application, writing that the P&Z's approval of the application was illegal, arbitrary, and or capricious and constitutes abuse of direction. Pine Plains Restaurant Planning has French cuisine. Well, that has stirred angst in the town, whether they stood in full support or staunch opposition to a restaurant backed by local businessman and community advocate Jack Banning, owner of the Platter Cafe, president of the Sissing Center Board of Directors, co-owner of Black Sheep Hill Farm with his wife Irene, and president of KTV Properties, LLC. More than 40 people tuned in for a virtual Zoom planning board public hearing on Wednesday. The hearing was focused on a site plan application from KTV Properties for a restaurant at 2938 Church Street, which is turned out to be more controversial than some would have anticipated. It's the third time KTV has appeared before the planning board, according to Banning, the applicant behind the project that entails the reopening of a restaurant at a former New Age diner, the last eatery at the site, which opened in August of 2018. Others may remember previous incarnations of restaurants there in the last 30 years, including Pop Crumpets, Argus Turismo, and Topps Diner. Twilight at the Pond concerts at Northeast Millerton Library. Their Twilight at the Pond concerts are being held at Taconic State Park, Rudd Pond, 59 Rudd Pond Road. Entrance will be free, but there may be a parking fee. State park regulations and normal COVID-19 safety restrictions will apply. More information on this series, amymillertonlibrary.org. A free Community Shred-It drive-through event and food drive is happening tomorrow. The drive-through day and food donation event will be held tomorrow from noon at Salisbury Bank's Lakeville, Connecticut branch. COVID-19 vaccines are coming to your neighborhood. A role in protecting each other. Vaccines are safe and effective and help save lives. It's happening in the town of North Canaan, 100 P Street, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Northwest Corner residents only. No ID or insurance required. Walk-in, no appointment needed. A Pfizer second dose from May 22nd and any first dose with second appointments in July. J&J vaccines are also available. South Armenia Presbyterian Church Post Homebound Sale. Celebrate the longest day of shopping at the Post Homebound Sale of the new or good as new items at low prices. A chance to pick things up for future gifts. It'll be held tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Parish Hall, 229 South Armenia Road in Wasaic. Food is available, including baked goods, sponsored by the South Armenia Presbyterian Church. Books and Blooms is running today through the 20th to benefit the Cornwall Library. On Saturday, it runs from 10 to 4. There'll be a tour of the Cornwall Gardens of John and Juliet Hubbard. The Cornwall Library will have a sale of books, of new and out-of-print gardening books, tea towels with books and blooms, a signature design, cut flowers arranged and donated by members of the Cornwall Garden Club. Racial Equity Anti-Racism Workshop is happening tomorrow in Falls Village from 1 to 3:30 at the D.M. Hunt Library. Race the Power of an Illusion is in advance of the workshop. Register for that workshop and more by contacting huntlibrary.org. Surface Library Gallery in Ankrum has their inaugural reception coming up from 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow on Ankrum. It's surfacelibrary.com for more information. The Hillsdale Concert Series will bring classical music to Hamlet Park. The Hamlet Committee continues its new Jams in the Hamlet Concert Series this Saturday. Tomorrow, when members of the Hudson Festival Players will fill the town's Hamlet Park with classical music. The orchestra was founded in 2019. The concert will run from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., with the park opening for concert guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free, but donation towards the cost of the concert and series are encouraged. Meanwhile, a music swap on Main on Sunday from 10 till 4 p.m., hosted by Music Lab behind the shops on Main Street in North Canaan, featuring used instruments with music and gear to buy or sell, with displays from the Artisan Shop and Old New England Market. There'll be live music and live refreshments. Dads will love it. Want more information? You can contact their Facebook page for more information. And Father's Day plant and bake sale coming up on Sunday, June 20th from noon to 4 p.m. Church of St. John's in the Wilderness on Route 344 in Copaic Falls. Annuals, perennials, ferns, herbs, hanging baskets are for sale. And fresh baked goods are also for sale. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com on the web. The Interlaken in Lakeville, Connecticut. interlakenin.com, and also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Viali Insurance, Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialiinsurance.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,823.45, the NASDAQ at 14,161.35, and the S&P 500 at 4,221.86. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.